Megan Dooling, Stoke FM's intrepid journalist.
Oh, God.
No pressure.
So, good morning, guys. We're talking bears, fruits, and nuts this morning. They all go together. So the bears are busy right now, or they were last week. I feel like the weather has changed a lot since then. But, for example, last week I was walking with my dog on the golf course along the river, talking on my phone with my headphones on, which is something I don't recommend and something I don't usually do. But somebody intersected me on a golf cart to tell me a bear was following right behind me.
Oh my goodness.
Like following you?
Yeah. Like for a while they had been watching it. And then so they came and let me know.
That's nice.
And then the guy chased it away on the golf cart so I could keep on walking safely with my dog.
Oh, right on.
And I watched them go. And when they were about a hill away, my phone rang again. And it was the conservation officer.
Oh, there you go.
Appropriate.
I spoke to for this story. So he was calling me to set up an interview. So I reported the bear to him right then and there.
That was convenient.
And then we met later in the week where he confirmed it has been a busy year for bears.
My name is Matt Hall. I'm a conservation officer out of Invermere. I've been a conservation officer in BC for about 3.5 years, and then 2 years before that in the Yukon before I moved to BC. So, yeah, it was a busy year for the Revelstoke area. I have some numbers if you want me to get into those. So the total numbers of complaints we received regarding black bears to date, so that's from May 10th to October 22nd, it was 150, and that's just regarding black bears. And then we had 3 complaints regarding grizzly bears. The grizzly bear complaints were only sightings, no conflict. The total numbers of bears euthanized this year in Revelstoke was 10. 2 were aggressive, 2 were attacking horses, and 6 were habituated and food conditioned, mostly to non-secured garbage. The total number of black bears translocated was 1, so we caught a bear and we were able to confirm it wasn't the bear that was causing the issue, so we were able to release it. So we did a focus on attractant audit complaints, so where we go door to door and make sure everybody has their garbage secured safely. We were able to do 1 of those in May, and 3 dangerous wildlife protection orders were issued as a result of that audit. There have been a few violation tickets and warnings issued for attract dangerous wildlife to premise, so that's basically unsecured garbage. I'm not sure, I don't have an exact number for the amount of tickets or warnings that was issued this year. But yeah, the Columbia Kootenai Zone, so that's Invermere, Golden, and we cover Revelstoke. We work closely with the Revelstoke Bear Aware organization. It's a non-government organization. They help us put out a lot of education and signage for subdivisions when we know we have bears present in the area. And then I guess historically the number one issue for complaints regarding bears is unsecured garbage. So that's household and business garbages as well. With a close second being the fruit trees. So especially in the fall fruit harvest is another huge attractant for bears in the area. And then just something kind of interesting, in the past, these numbers are from 2018 to 2021, Golden and Revelstoke had very similar numbers for bear complaints and issues. But the city of Golden provided all residents with bear-resistant bins. And at this point in the year, we haven't euthanized or relocated any bears in Golden, and we haven't even set a trap within the town limits of Golden this year. So that's...
Okay, so Matt Hall kind of faded out there, but he did mention at the end of the clip that... That information has been passed on to the city of Revelstoke about the bear-proof bins. And I wanted to get some more context. Matt Hall, the conservation officer, told me that there were 10 bears killed this year in and around Revelstoke. And I wanted to get some context. So I called up his boss in Invermere and I spoke with Glenn Kruger, the sergeant for the Columbia Kootenai Zone. We just spoke over the phone. He pulled up a spreadsheet that they started in 2017, recording all the bear deaths and relocations that are done by conservation officers, RCMP, or the public when the bears are threatening their life or property. So Kruger read off the numbers to me, so now I'll read them off to you. He used the word euthanize, but I'm going to use the word killed. So in 2017, 5 black bears were killed, 1 by RCMP because it was injured, and Kruger probably thought it was injured on the highway. In 2018, 3 black bears were killed. In 2019, 4 were killed, and 1 cub was sent away for rehabilitation, presumably because its mother was killed, is my guess. In 2020, 9 bears were killed. In 2021, Kruger called it another busy year. They dealt with 8 black bears. 6 were euthanized. 2 were caught, and they determined that they were to be the wrong bear. It wasn't the problem bear, and they were let go or relocated. And in 2022, this year, there were 10 bears killed. And 2 were within the city of Revelstoke attempting to kill horses. So this year, since they've been keeping records for 5 years, we had the most number of bear deaths in and around Revelstoke. And Matt Hall, the conservation officer, also mentioned the City of Golden Secure garbage bin program, like we were saying, and how there were 0 bears killed this year. That's no longer the case. When I spoke with Kruger last week, he said 2 bears had been killed. 1 was habituated to secured garbage in town, and another was killing chickens in the Blayberry neighborhood. So Kruger did say that Revelstoke Mayor Gary Sulz was very interested to hear about the success of Golden's secure bear bin program. I still have to verify this with the city and find out the status of their waste management plan in terms of household compost pickup and secure bins. So stay tuned. I'm working on that. Now I want to get back to another thing Matt Hall said about bears, which is that after garbage, they're drawn into residential areas like Revelstoke because of the fruit trees here. And that brings me to a long-standing program that has some interesting evolutions lately, Revelstoke Bear Aware's gleaning program. On a sunny Saturday a few weeks ago. Gleaning just means you're picking the fruit from a tree, and when you pick walnuts, you're really just picking them up off the ground. They're hidden in all the walnut leaves. Goldie Rich has been running the gleaning program for 2 years.
This year was a bumper year for the plums.
Was it?
Oh my gosh.
You said this to a couple plums.
Plums are over, but maybe two pear trees and maybe an apple tree. Last year I picked probably maybe 150 pounds of plums, so that's not that much, really. And this year I picked about 1,200 pounds of plums.
No.
Yeah, and I think about 800 of them went to the food bank. They were also able to manage a lot more fruit this year because of the incubator kitchen, which was pretty fabulous. So I think about 800 pounds of plums went to the food bank, and then the other 400 pounds went to either compost or the farmers. I've never seen anything like it. Like, you show up to these plum trees, they were so loaded, they almost look like octopus tentacles, you know, because they're so purple and thick on the tree branch. It's really cool. But yeah, this year, Austin didn't turn me away for any fruit. Last year, I had to divert some to either like the Stokelist or Revy Cell and try to give away the fruit, but he was able to process absolutely all of it. So that's really neat. And I think the longer I stay with the gleaning program, the more efficient I can get and the more fruit I can get them. You learn more and more along the way. So yeah, we've picked 1,800 pounds of fruit this year, and hopefully we can add a few other 100 pounds to that.
So what fruit do you pick here?
We pick plums, lots of plums, apples, pears. I've had requests for raspberries in the past, and also sometimes people's gardens just get overloaded and then, you know, or something happens and they're not able to use it anymore. So I've actually had people come in and ask me to pick their squash, their beans, blackberries. Blackberries also grow really well here. What else?
Yeah. And we're doing nuts right now, walnut.
We're doing walnuts, and actually I've only ever done one other walnut tree in the past. They're lots of work. People don't necessarily think of them as a bear attractant. So I'm trying to put out like these little yellow door signs and put them out and reach out and just let people know that we should be taking care of our walnuts because they are bear attractants. Yeah, so that hasn't been very popular in the past, but it seems like people are more aware of it. There's also not a lot of walnut trees in town. I think I know of 3 walnut trees in town where there's hundreds of plum trees. I'm pretty sure downtown area, south side of Revelstoke, used to be a plum orchard, like a big, basically a big, massive plum orchard. And now people have built houses all over the place and, you know, people just kind of have commandeered a couple of extra plum trees in their backyard. So
when Goldie Rich talks about Austin and the incubator kitchen, she means Austin Lucio. He runs the community kitchen at Community Connections Downtown Outreach location. It's a new kitchen. It just opened in June. Lucio takes the plums, apples, pears, and nuts.
So we have been able to have a lot of produce and fruit available for the food bank clients. And then just the ability to use all of this for the baking programs and being able to cut down on the processed sugar and the amount of oil in the, you know, standard baking has made the options for the breakfast program a little bit healthier than they would normally expect to get.
So in total this year, the gleaning program picked 3,263 pounds of fruit from 29 properties, and 1,410 pounds were given to the food bank. And I want to go back to something that Glenn Kruger said. He's the conservation officer sergeant in Invermere for the Kootenai Columbia region. He says that calls were up complaining about bears this summer in general for the southeast of BC. He didn't know why. Maybe it was the drought this summer causing berries to dry out earlier than usual was his guess. But I wonder, maybe it's that more people live where bears live now. I'm curious to hear from the city of Revelstoke about bear-proof bins and to see what happens next year. That's my report.